listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
You already forgot the name of the show.
No, I didn't.
No.
You try again.
No, never.
Hello, and welcome once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. I am Dave. With me, as always, is my delightfully intoxicated...
Not yet, but...
You're going to be there in a quick... Be there in a hurry, Mr.
The morning
Evan.
I've had, absolutely, it very well could happen.
Mr. Evan is with us, as always. We are at Masu Sushi and Robata.
Robata.
Which is an extremely, extremely, extremely new restaurant.
This might be the most virgin a restaurant we've ever done.
I think you might be right.
Because the previous crown holder...
Mm-hmm. Burger Jones.
...was Burger Jones, but that had been open for maybe a week or two.
I think it was like week one or week two.
Yeah, this was open literally yesterday.
Yeah. We're as new as new gets.
Pretty much.
And I think we got here at a good time because from the sound of it, it was a little crazy. Thank you very much. It's a brand new place. I mean, you thought this used to be like the chef's table or something like that? Or?
There was a place here... Might have been not the kitchen table or the corner table because that's something else. Mm-hmm. But there was a this used to be like a chef university, chef college.
Okay.
Where but it was like a community college. It was you'd go for one class.
Right.
I forget the name of it now, but
okay. But it's I like the space.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really well done. It's a bit funky. It's definitely northeast, but definitely
yeah.
It's different than anything I've seen before. I mean, especially with the weird-ass machines over your shoulder.
Yeah, it's... This is probably the most L.A.-looking place I think I've seen in Minnesota.
Okay.
Between... You've got the Japanese pachinko machines behind me.
Yep.
Which I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just hitting buttons.
What is that, essentially?
Pachinko is a kind of... You see it a lot of places. If you've ever played Plinko or seen Plinko on Price is Right, it's similar. It's basically it's dropping metal ball. It's kind of like Plinko and pinball mixed together, where you're dropping a ball and it's hitting pins and it's kind of moving its way down and then it lands in certain things and you get points. Or
okay.
Something. You see it a lot in it's a big gambling game in Japan.
Okay.
Similar to like a video poker kind of idea.
I've seen some strange ones behind. Like I see Mark Wahlberg or something.
Well, yes, there is a Planet of the Apes one here. Like Planet of the Apes, the movie.
The
Tim Burton.
Oh, was Tim Burton?
That was Tim Burton, yeah.
That's unfortunate for him.
Yes, but it has a Stella Warren in it, which was enough for me.
I don't know.
Very good.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Were you describing pachinko machines?
Yeah, I was trying to.
The best, they're crazy popular in Japan.
Yeah.
When they're gambling.
Okay.
Yep.
Have you ever watched The Price is Right?
Yes.
Am I just repeating everything?
A little bit. Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
That little bouncy ball, you got to get into like the different prices.
Yep.
Well, this only has one thing you get into.
So it's kind of easy.
Does it actually,
level.
Do you actually get a prize?
It's way harder because you don't get to control it at all.
Okay.
Oh, so it's not everything goes into the one. It's...
Right. There's like a right in the middle, one little spot, and it's surrounded by these little pins.
Okay.
So getting one in isn't like that big a deal. If you have like 20 balls, you're gonna get one in. But like it's like you have to string them, and then like it's all Japanese, so I can't really understand. But
Supposedly there's an option on one of them for English, but I couldn't figure out how to get the name.
Yeah, I saw that. And you, like, as you get them in, like, you unlock, like, bonuses and stuff. Like, on the King Kong one, eventually, if you get to, like, the jackpot, you fight King Kong.
Oh, nice.
So, like, he slowly regenerates health, but he loses health every time you get a ball in. And you have, like, a time limit, and but you also have, like, 100 balls, so it costs a lot of money. Because I don't know how much it costs, but, like, for us, it's, like, a quarter hits you.
Yeah.
But, and if you get that, then the thing just goes nuts. So if for some chance, like, all of these get a jackpot going on at once in here, it's going to be really loud. Enjoy, guys.
All right, excellent. That was bass voiced Conan O'Brien, our server. What?
Terrible. That
I could call him a no. Never mind.
So what are you drinking?
What am I drinking?
This is delicious.
That's all me.
That's all him.
All you?
Yeah.
He fears the custard.
Oh, it's delicious.
That's what I say.
Enjoy.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
So how about you have what you're drinking? You tell me what you're drinking.
I'm drinking their rail sake, which I'm having warm, much to the scoff of my co-host.
Because you're an uncultured lout.
That is. That's pretty much it. I can't remember the name of it.
You just went with the rail.
The rail. But it's very light. It's very drinkable. No.
Don't start with me.
But it's very smooth. It doesn't have a harsh aftertaste or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't remember which one's the rail one, though.
But it is tasty, and I've already downed one glass of it. So, bottoms up. And you've already inhaled your first course.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way this works is this is kind of taking what you would get at Moto E,
yep,
and taking it to the next level, to me.
Okay.
You know, you're doing the Japanese small plates, and you're kind of ramping it up, and once our food starts to come, we'll describe it a little bit more on actually what Robota is. It Robota or is it Robota?
Well, if you want to do the vowels in a Minnesotan way,
well, I want to do it so I can repeat it.
The way that they're saying it, it's Robota. I don't know if it's Robota or Robota. My guess is it's Robota, where the emphasis is on the second syllable.
Bosses on the wrong syllable.
Exactly. But I don't know for sure. But you hear it like Robota or something like that.
Okay. No, but we'll go over that a little bit more when that food starts.
That arrives. Yes.
What are you having to drink?
I'm having something called the Super Nishipawa.
I'm getting lucky tonight. I can already.
You might. You very well could.
Your pants are coming off.
It's a cola cherry vodka, which previous to now I didn't even know existed.
But now I feel like I need to
find this.
Out.
Yeah, I need exactly. to find this. I'm not a big vodka guy, but I could turn. I could switch teams. But it's that combined with a lemon highball energy drink. The nearest I can describe it.
I can't.
The first off, it's very.
All right. Here's all the Robota.
Oh my.
Okay.
We're gonna do this.
Maybe in the middle.
All right.
Yeah, that works.
Sounds good.
Oops. And the Duck Yozo was yours, right?
It's mine.
My.
All right. Thank you.
Boy.
So anyway, back to the drink. That's gonna be one of the downsides of doing the show here, is because we're gonna have food coming in constantly. So it might be a very herky jerky show. But,
opposed
you know,
to one of the that's the way not being able to talk.
Anyway, so what I would describe it as is it's like lemon mineral water. It's got a little bit of that bitterness to it.
Yep.
No alcohol taste at all, which is very dangerous.
And delicious.
It's very refreshing. It's almost like a Sprite. It's like a Sprite like mineral water kind of flavor to it. It's awesome.
It's closer to 7-Up when you.
Sprite 7-Up.
Yeah.
It's a big fucking difference. There's a little bit of the, you get more of the cherry. There's more of that kind of artificial cherry Coke cherry in there. which I think works with the lemon.
Yeah.
In a really interesting, it's very candy-like. It's basically liquid alcohol candy, which to me is dangerous on a level of like nuclear weapons with a chimp.
It's unbelievably strong. I can only speculate that it's unbelievably strong, because nothing that tastes that good, it's alcoholic, isn't unbelievably strong. So you got an appetizer already.
Hi. Hey, Rob. Hey.
Rob?
Yeah. Well, yes.
I'm put it somewhere.
Too much food, not enough table.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Thank you.
That's Tim McGee.
I know.
Yeah, that's a big dude. We just basically had like a celebrity chef sighting.
Yeah.
Which makes sense because he owns the fucking place. So.
Oh my.
All right.
God.
We got a lot to catch up on. We now got more bowls coming.
Oh, God. Missing the one thing we're missing is the quailie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then so what is what here?
All right. So this is our liver.
Okay.
Scallop.
Pork belly.
Loin. Oh. And ribeye.
Okay.
And then, so that's all your stuff.
Is that all mine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we've got the azure on the way.
Yep. Okay, put that in that so I can have some.
Put all of it?
Put some of that into that.
Okay.
For God's sakes. Okay.
I'm working on it.
Lots to do with here. I already did the tomago, which is their egg custard.
Yep.
If you've listened to the show before, you know I'm a huge fan of it. When the guy came in, or when Conan O'Brien showed up, I could call him a soulless ginger, but I'm not going to. Okay. Regardless, when our server came in, he basically said that the sushi is fairly pedestrian.
Yeah.
Which, coming from a server, I give him the brass balls award
right. For
that. But I agree with him. At least as far as the tomago goes, it's fine. It's fine, but it's not great. I've had certainly better.
The gyoza, I'm doing my best with this, by the way.
I admire your effort. The gyoza, on the other hand, is a ginger duck gyoza.
Yeah.
If I could make love to a dish, I probably would do this. It is perfect. It is nice, crisp along the bottom where it was fried. Gyoza is a fried dumpling. It's very nice, crisp, but nice and tender on top. It's not oily, which they tend to be if they're not done well. It's a good kind of flaccid, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
The meat itself is very tasty. You definitely get the duck, but there's just enough of the ginger where you're noticing it. They're fucking amazing. I'm gonna try it with this with some sort of sauce. I'm not really sure what. Oh my God.
I feel like I'm fixing you a plate.
As you should be.
That's basically what I'm doing. So we got the pork belly ramen as well.
Yes.
And it's built for two. It's meant to be served as an entree for one. It's got actually has a quail egg in there, a soft poached quail egg in there as well that I've already broken up. So you've got a little bit of that in yours as well.
Excellent. This will just be the empties area.
Oh my God.
So what is all in this? I saw the shredded pork belly.
Pork belly.
It's got a good ramen noodles. It's got, I'm assuming, a spinach.
Actually, I'm going to go with...
See if it says that. Stand by. It does not say. Oh, and it's actually got pork belly and slow roast and pork shoulder. That's probably what the shredded stuff is.
God, it's really good. Wow. Oh, beautiful. Thank you very much. Very, very good. Very good. How do you like the ramen?
It's interesting.
Well, well, well.
I don't know. I have not decided yet. Maybe.
Okay. I'm a little scared with this.
That looks like it... Mexican insanity spice.
Well, I think we went over this when we went to Tampoco, but I don't usually buy like ramen at the grocery store. I go to the Asian markets and go there to get my ramen.
Mm-hmm.
And the more traditional ramen, if there is such a thing these days, comes with a couple different packets of stuff that they're basically unidentifiable when you take them out of the package, but you always know that there's this very, very hot packet of peppers, which is essentially what you got a little cup that this comes in, and is an additive to the ramen.
So, on the ramen, which this place is almost universally hailed as the best ramen place in Minneapolis.
There's not that many ramen.
It's true. That is true. So it is somewhat small company. However, I'm making a damn mess of myself.
You are.
But I don't care.
The refusal of the fork, is that what we're going after?
It's one of those where... What's making me apprehensive about this ramen is that if this is
great,
if this is the best ramen, like, you know, around,
yeah,
I think I just don't like ramen. I think it's just something I have to come to grips with.
You're wrong, but...
Or it could be simple. Or, in my case, it could be...
You just haven't had good ramen.
Or it could be a grape soda situation, where the cheaper it is, the more I enjoy it. maybe it's just too good.
I think that's more of it.
And I certainly do that.
I think that's more of it.
You know, I am enjoying the ramen. I think it is good. I do not think I would order it again, though.
I would. In a second.
Just, I think it...
No question in my mind.
I don't know. I mean, what to you is that spectacular about? Like, explain this to me.
The noodles are good to me.
Noodles are fine.
The broth is very, very good.
That's what I don't like.
Okay.
Is the broth? I think it. You know, it's.
And you are wrong.
Well, and you are
completely wrong.
That is fine. I mean, you know, I think it's just the. I don't know, it's not doing it for me.
Don't care.
I'm not trying to convince you, I'm just explaining.
You are 100% wrong.
I don't know, it just doesn't, you know.
Matter of fact, I don't know if you've been more wrong about something like this show. This is awesome.
Explain to me what is so good about this broth.
It's just flavor. I mean, I don't have to add that much to it.
Okay. It can have flavor, but if it's a flavor I don't like, how is it going to help?
That's a personal preference.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not calling this bad. Okay. I'm saying I wouldn't order it again.
Okay.
Because for me,
you don't
it's not jumping out.
Right.
It's fine. If someone offered me, I would not turn it down. But especially when presented with skewered meats like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the skewered meat is always going to take preference. I also wonder how much the egg is influencing it. Simply because
it thickens it.
I'm talking the flavor. I would have liked to have tried it without the egg.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine. Again, I'm a big boy. I'll somehow get by.
Maybe. You might whine a little bit more.
Oh, wine. I'm on the internet. I think that's what we're supposed to do. All right. I don't even remember what I ordered. Oh, no, I did order the pork loin.
Did you?
Order that. Yeah.
Well, I grew up.
That's me.
Awesome. Oh, my God. It just never stops.
So far,
yes,
so good.
Yes.
Here. Got a two.
Okay.
I ordered one, I swear. So, yeah.
All right.
Excellent.
Yeah. Do you guys see anything else you want to order right away?
I'm good for right
I
now.
Think we're good right now.
Okay. Enjoy.
All right.
Yes. Okay, so this was the loin, so I'm going to just take this. Well, that's both a good and a bad sign. I picked up my loin and it completely fell apart.
All right, so
that looks disgusting. I'm sorry. That looks like somebody blew their nose in your drink. What the hell is that?
It's quail egg, sake, tobiko, and seashell.
Okay, so explain what all that is.
It's an oyster shooter, so there is oyster in there. They got a little tobiko, which is flying fish roe. You've got a hard-boiled quail egg, and then sake on top of it. So I'm really glad that I didn't order another round of the sake, because essentially this will be a couple shots of sake once we're done with it.
Yep.
I think I'm just supposed to go down the hatch with this. I don't know how it's going to taste, but I'm a little bit worried I might spit it out. Ching ching.
Go with God. Oh, God. You're looking a little pale.
No. It was good. It was good. I'm going to save the other one till the last.
Till later?
Because that...
There's a lot going on.
Well, there's a lot going on. It was really good. It all kind of fell apart and just slides down.
Okay.
I implore you to try it.
No.
Why?
Because I don't like you.
Well, I think you should try it. I think it's just a down the hatch type of thing.
Yeah, all right, I'll give it a shot.
It's unique. It's
I'll give it a shot. Jesus.
What do you think? Interesting, isn't it?
What's that?
Interesting.
It's very interesting. I like it. And don't stop. Just go.
Looks like an eyeball.
Don't chew. Don't chew. Just let it.
I hate having an audience.
Just exactly. Just tip it back and go.
I hate you so much.
No, you don't, because you'll be surprised how much you like it.
Just want a cleansing belch that you ordered.
There you go.
We're just changing up until so you're going to be
honest. You must still hate me, do you? Have a little water.
No, it's, it was the wrong pipe situation.
Oh.
I think I panicked at the last moment.
Yeah.
And breathe.
What'd you think?
It's an experience.
It is an experience. When we were training, there were 3 days where we pretty much ate the entire menu in 3 days.
Like, yeah.
Six hours a day. At the end of every day, we were forced to take menus.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
I got more used to it. But the first time I took it, was...
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot going on.
Yeah.
So, impressions on that?
Much like the ramen,
mm-hmm.
I don't think I would do that again.
But are you glad you had the experience?
I'm glad that I had the experience as it was recorded. Had it not been recorded and my humiliation writ large for the internet all to see, I would be...
The internet's applaud you for your effort.
Yeah, I didn't really get anything. I don't like anything where... And I'm just going to preempt you on the no, that's what she said. But I don't like anything where you're only allowed to just swallow it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. To me, that is acknowledging that the taste is horrible. So what is that now?
This is the chicken...
The chicken liver.
Chicken liver with scallion. Tender. Flavorful. Wonderful liver. Texture. It tastes... We've gone over my passion for chopped chicken liver on the show before.
Your fine Jewish heritage.
Well, get the Passover.
It's Passover meal.
This is my Passover Seder.
That's right.
Right here.
It's a non-traditional Seder, but you know... You do what you can.
But it's remarkable. I mean, it's familiar flavors that I've had before around this time of year. But it's got this kind of this slight taste of it. This slight change in taste. That was the beef.
Very good. So, nice char, but it's still kind of chewy on the inside.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, part of the process a little bit.
Yeah. Have you tried any of this dipping sauce?
No, I haven't. But going back to what I was saying about the feel of this place, and I can kind of expand on it with, now that I've had a little bit of the menu. So, I mentioned that it's very kind of LA.
Yeah.
And by that I mean, you know, I look at stuff like the giant photograph of the Kabuki actress.
Yeah.
And some of the decor. I mean, this is when you watch television shows or movies.
Right.
That they need to portray a hip place.
The boys from Entourage are actually going to show up here.
Yes, exactly. No, exactly. I think this is, I mean, this is what you'd kind of, this is the kind of place you would expect.
Yeah.
Not saying that's a bad thing. I certainly don't think, there is a little bit of the Northeast touch a little bit, but not, you know, compare this to something like Ginger Hop, which is just down the road.
Literally.
From, you know, that to me is a more of a Northeast.
You're not having any scallop, are you?
No, go ahead. Okay. You ordered it, so.
I know, but.
I'm ambivalent towards scallop. Just as a whole.
You're running wrong about a lot of things.
Well, it's
today,
just,
so.
You know, if I wanted to chew on fat, I would.
Not fat.
That's what it tastes like. Yeah, that's it. Just, it feels like I'm just taking a piece of pork gristle and chewing on it.
You're wrong.
Anyway. But I think of a place like Ginger Hop as much more of a Northeast influenced kind of decor.
Yeah.
And even though it's a little more Southeast Asian, this is much more straight up Japanese.
Yeah.
This I think is, it's extremely trendy looking. And I'm saying that not as a bad thing, not as a, I'm merely as a descriptor.
Yeah.
I'm passing no judgment. However, I do want to keep looking at this here.
Go crazy.
I know.
Try a few more things?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
What do we still have? What is this?
We have a lot.
That's the loin?
Ah,
gotcha. The loin. I'm going to try the sweet corn over time.
Okay.
And... God, what do I want? The kurabuta, the pork sausage.
Yep.
Try that for me.
Any freezer?
Can I do the beef and burdock roll?
Yep.
And the chicken meatball.
How are we doing on drinks?
I think good for right now.
I think we're good.
All right?
Now.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Still want to keep your menu around?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Good.
I'm going to take that menu from my cold dead hands. Conan laughed. Now I'm just doing it because it bothers you so much. So how's your loin?
Very good. Do you want to try some?
I'd love to try your loin.
Right.
Move it down.
Just bite.
It's good.
Yeah.
Is it a loin though? Like a chicken? Does chicken have a loin?
The pork.
Oh, the pork?
Yeah.
Well, that explains it. That's more of a philosophical question. Does the chicken have a loin?
Not really. It's got
whatever.
A thigh, breast, and a drumstick.
That's awesome. Anyway. Excuse me, but to me, this place reminds me a lot of a previous favorite, Motoi.
Like I said earlier.
Yes. In that there's so much on the menu that part of the experience is going to come from going through it and finding what you like.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough variety of things that, you know, should you come back to this place, you want to keep trying stuff until you can find a good combination of things. I had their
ginger duck gyoza.
The ginger duck gyoza, excellent, fantastic.
I would have liked to try that.
Well, and I would have liked to have shared with you, except I don't like you at all. So, you know, there's that.
They look really good, though.
They were extremely good. They were fantastic. Almost as good as the Vincent Burger. Almost.
Really?
Almost.
I will throw this at you. I have no qualms when I get the wrong.
I know you do. But they have on the Robata menu, they have a series of bacon rolls.
Okay.
Excellent for you guys.
Looks
easier to cash that out too.
Sure.
Keep that bowl. Oh, you keep your appetite.
Oh, yeah, we'll keep it.
You want the bowl?
Oh yeah, probably. I'm so confused. It's too much input. Anyway, what was I saying?
I don't know.
Everything great so far?
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Are you guys into sushi roll?
I could probably be talked into it.
Yeah.
Take a look at the masu roll.
Masu roll.
I mean, it's amazing.
Okay.
And it's Asan's, in my opinion, especially. It's probably the biggest hit so far.
Gotcha.
All right. Thanks, man. I remember what I was going to say now.
Okay.
I had their bacon rolls for the Robata, which is bacon-wrapped something. They've got a couple things. They've got a tofu. They got tofu with bacon is kind of odd.
You had the quail egg with it.
Yes, I did.
But how was that? Because I don't even remember you eating.
I'm getting... let me finish my point here. No. Okay. They got the tofu and bacon, which to me sounds wrong.
Right. It's a little bit of a crime against humanity.
A little bit. You got the jumbo shrimp, awesome. The asparagus with bacon, I've actually had something very similar to that. Mm-hmm. That tends to be good, even though I don't really like asparagus. The tomato maki, I'm kind of tempted to try, because it's cherry tomatoes wrapped in bacon. You know, that's like a BLT minus the L. It's just a BT. You call it a BT roll. I'm telling you, $1 million idea here. Anyway, what I had was the Uzura.
The
Uzura. He's a millionaire. Uzura bacon maki, which is a poached quail egg wrapped in bacon.
We've like tripled down. We've actually had more egg.
This show is responsible for destroying half the quail population of Minnesota.
Well, you had the tamago, the egg omelet.
Yes. We don't know what animal that came from.
Well, it's an egg, so.
Be true.
Okay, that's where I'm going.
Could be lizard for all we know.
Yeah. But you had the Japanese egg omelet.
I would need an egg lizard. I would need a lizard egg.
You had the quail egg and bacon for Boda.
Yeah.
And then you had the pork belly ramen.
Pork belly ramen, which had a quail egg.
The soft poached bacon as well.
Yes. This was a poached egg in there. And it was good.
Yeah.
But not as amazing as I was hoping. And I think part of it was because I was expecting more of a soft boil. So a little bit of egg, like a little bit of a yolk left over. Which I can see why they didn't do that, because that is just a mess.
Right, it would have been.
Especially skewering it, it's just like.
That was the surprising part, they actually got it on a stick.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, it was poached.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was, you know.
That's
clearly
a tough draw, though.
Yeah, it's a tough one to go for. But I think, you know, it was good.
Yeah.
I would have liked. I was hoping there'd be more to the bacon, I guess.
Okay.
It seemed a little. Maybe I'm just spoiled from Mill City.
I think you might be.
You know,
how many times have you been there since then?
At least once since that show.
You had the bacon again?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking good bacon.
You know what I really did love was the oyster shooter. I really like that a lot.
Which I don't get, because my only memory of that, and that was, what, a minute ago, 2 minutes ago?
Yeah, probably five.
Five,
six,
whatever.
Yeah.
My only memory of that is just sliminess. That's all I can remember from that. I don't remember any taste whatsoever.
Well, I think I knew what I was, I knew what taste I was going after. You know, I knew that I was going to get that very pronounced sake.
See, I'm of the opinion that you shouldn't have to go after tastes.
Taste should
present themselves to you.
Well,
it's like, please eat me. Taste my deliciousness.
You've ruined my entire thought process.
Okay, yeah.
No, I'm done.
I'm
done.
Hey, you know,
nope.
You're not the first guy to want to taste my deliciousness and then get distracted by the thought.
Or not want it after I saw it.
Well, hey, either way, non-exclusive club.
No, it really isn't. It's a very small
I club. Might have another one of these drinks.
Really?
Yeah.
You're getting very surly. I can already.
I'm not surly. I'm. It's a long day. It's been a long day. Yes, it has.
Well, you had to put on pants. So.
I did. After yesterday, I worked from home. That is quite the issue. No, finish your thought. Finish your thought with the bacon.
No, I have lost
with my... With the oyster shooters.
Forgive me for what I'm doing, but I actually... That was my fault that that went in there.
Oh, I know. I was just you're spewing into your water glass.
No, it was... not even talk about what that is. I knew what texture that I was going to get with the oyster. I was a little scared of what the quail egg was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
If it was just going to be like very soft.
So had you ever eaten a raw egg?
I've eaten a raw egg before.
Okay.
And that wasn't... That seemed like it had been poached. The
very
yolk was
quickly.
Poached.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
Like...
Because it broke apart. I mean, it had a little bit of...
There's a little bit of a casing,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, like a membrane.
That's better than a casing.
But I knew... I was a little scared of that. But I knew what I was getting with the
oyster. Do you guys mind if I ask what that guy is right there?
It's a recorder.
Yeah. It's a recorder?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, just checking. Yep. I've never seen one, so...
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've seen a recorder, but not at the restaurant.
Yeah, it's all right.
Just double checking.
No worries.
That's all right.
With the health department. No. And you know what? Inspector wants free drinks.
Exactly. We'd like three more of those.
Yes, that's right.
Each...
I'm with the Michelin people, and you get a 1 star for every drink I get. No.
It's the first 16 star.
Exactly. You won't be able to.
I will be dead.
That won't work. You won't be able to give them 5 stars because...
I will be dead by then.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or pantless and arrested.
Are you going to get another one?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not driving. What the fuck
I know, but you also had the sake in the... I just don't want to see you on the news later because you beat up Heather in a fit of drunken rage.
No. No.
Throwing cats out the window in oncoming traffic.
Nice.
Dances.
Well, obviously. And if cops show up, I have to take my shirt off. That's just the rule. I just assume.
Do you own a Confederate flag? I'm just wondering.
Not that I'm aware of, but I could whip out. I've got a wooden sword. I could wield at the cops.
I hear they like that.
Yeah, I think so.
I hear that they're big fans of that.
Yeah. We had a cop incident outside my house not too long ago.
Really?
Yeah, we had, I think it was like, by the end of it, we had six cop cars outside my house.
Rough neighborhood.
Apparently. Well, there were some idiot kids waving a gun around.
Like I said, a rough neighborhood.
And it was fake. At least I hope it was.
Yeah.
Because, they arrested these kids, and they couldn't have been more than like 12 right. or 13. The rest of the kids, they confiscated the gun, and they were, like, looking at it, and one of the cops dropped it.
Oh, nice.
But nothing happened, and it sounded plastic.
Apparently, you were having a Police Academy movie, right?
Yeah,
right outside
much,
your
yeah.
door.
And one of them littered.
So we have here the beef and burdock rolls.
Okay.
Sweet corn. This is your sausage, and these are meatballs.
Okay.
Okay.
This sauce right here is a sweet miso glaze.
Okay.
It's delicious, especially with corn.
Okay.
Can I bring you anything else right now?
Great.
Can I have another one of these, please?
Another Nishikawa?
Yes, please.
I might do a beer. I'm
going
to take a gander here. I'll do a Kirin draft.
Kirin?
Yeah.
That was good.
I just ordered the most expensive corn on the cob ever. So we should explain again what Robata is.
Okay, so we have... It's
basically a Japanese style of charcoal grilling.
Yeah.
The way it was described to me, and I don't know if that's how they do it here, but the way it's traditionally done is they build a cone of wood. It's a wood-fired grill, actually. Yeah, so... Think of like a 3 or 4, maybe like a 2-3 foot high cone of wood that is slowly smoldering. Okay. It's not open flame. It's basically just below that. And then that is built on a sand bed. And you take these skewers and you stick them into the sand about 5 to 6 inches away from this wood pyre. And then it's just slowly grilled over like several hours. So that's at least traditionally what it is. So basically what we're doing, it's very similar to almost like a foie gras chow, where it's that kind of skewered grilled meat.
Much less of a meat of salt.
True. This is much more dainty.
Mm-hmm.
But But I got the, I wanted the sweet corn, which, like I said, is very basic. They put corn on the cob.
Did you put the...
I did not do that yet. I like trying stuff naked.
Oh, natural.
To get the baseline. That's science. You gotta get the control. How's your beef and burdock?
Very good.
What the hell's a burdock better?
I think it's a vegetable, but I'm not sure. I'll actually Google it once I'm done with it. It's a nice change in texture. I mean, you get the sheer beefiness of it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, then you get the crunch of the vegetables.
You want to say that again?
You get the crunch of the vegetables as well. So it's very nice change in texture.
Mm-hmm.
A little more than what I was expecting.
Yeah. My corn is very good.
Yeah.
It's very sweet. Yeah. Like, surprisingly so. The sweet miso paste that they give you to dunk it in, it does work well with the corn flavor.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe in terms of the flavor, but it's much more of a not quite savory, but whatever the opposite of sweet is. Like, the only word I can think of is chalky, but that
you're
it tastes much
about
better. The miso paste. It's more of a substantial.
It's got a caramel.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, it's that kind of
it's
thickness, a substance to it, but still a little bit of a sweetness to it. It's not sugary sweetness. It's much more of a caramely.
Burdock is a group of biennial thistles of the genus Actinium. It basically tastes like it's got the same texture as carrot.
Yeah, it looked like that.
And it had carrot in it. Thank you very much.
You guys want me to put any sushi rolls on for you?
I'll let you pick.
Give us like 5 minutes.
How was everything?
Very good.
Figure out how hungry we are.
Yeah, I know.
That's
mine.
That's it. Sorry.
That's mine. God damn it.
So what did you get?
I'm trying to remember. Oh, this is the pork sausage. That's a pretty amazing pork sausage. It's the glaze on it is, I guess it's a some sort of honey kind of glaze to it. So it's it reminds me a lot of sesame chicken, to be honest. It's that kind of sweetness.
Okay.
You know, it's got just a little. It's got a little bit of pepperiness to it. Very tasty. Excellent, excellent texture. How's your meatball?
Different.
Okay.
It's got a lot of different texture going on in it. I mean, you have the chicken in there, obviously, but it's got some... It's almost like they have a little bit of cartilage in there as well.
Oh, really?
Not undigestible.
Yeah.
But it gives it... It's not just straight chicken.
Huh. Maybe a vegetable, some sort of?
Maybe a vegetable. I think
maybe an onion?
Ginger,
that would make sense.
I mean,
you do a little bit of the ginger.
Is, but there is something harder, I mean, a different texture than a vegetable in there.
Really?
That does kind of remind you a little bit of the cartilage.
That is interesting. I got more of this delicious alcohol. So do we want to do a sushi roll?
It's up to you.
I don't know.
I'm not going to lie. It's not like I'm not going to eat it.
Yeah.
Granted, he picked out the most expensive sushi
roll. Of course he did. He's not dumb. See what we got here.
Well, Conan's got $30 million in the bank.
So. I don't know why he's slumping here for.
Exactly. You should be the one buying it.
Yeah.
Each of the robotas, kind of, I'm going to butcher it. I don't care. But each plate has come with its little pile of lightly pickled vegetables.
Yes.
They're very good and they're very refreshing, especially after you've had the was essentially fairly salty stuff.
So?
God.
I really suggest the masu roll.
Yeah.
Dynamite rolls good.
Hmm?
Dynamite rolls really good.
Dynamite?
Spicy tuna's very good.
Okay. Torn. I don't know. I don't know. That's the thing.
The whole menu?
Kind of, yeah. There's a bunch of different things.
So you could do something like a sushi assortment, like really like makase or chef's choice.
Give us one more minute.
Deal.
All right.
What's up, Holmes?
And of course, he managed to pick the $18 in person thing. He's just upping his game at this point. Is it wrong that I just wouldn't mind like a California roll?
No.
You pick. I can't decide.
How about this?
I'm one of those where I'm at the point where it's like I'm full-ish.
Yeah. Tell you what, instead of the masu, let's do two of the maki sushi. Two of the less expensive maki sushi. That way we can get a little bit better.
Oh, the sushis?
Yeah. Instead of the $16 masu roll, get the California roll and then maybe the spicy tuna roll.
Let's do that.
Okay.
I'll do California because I'm a wuss.
Right.
That works.
That way we sampled every course of the menu.
That's true. Oh, I brought a story.
Yeah, did you?
I did. I wanted to talk about this because this amuses me. I love it when marketers or companies kind of admit that they're full of shit. So, are you a big fan of Quiznos?
Not really, actually.
Okay, that's what I thought. Well, they're doing a limited time lobster and seafood salad sub.
For Lent?
I don't know. And they're doing they've done this video promotion called The Loneliest Lobster. It's an online video. It features the journey of four live lobsters.
This is going to make me kind of angry.
Well, here's the deal. So what they're doing is that they're talking about how, you know, the life of a lobster is very difficult. So what they've decided to do...
It's very difficult.
Apparently. I'm going to get a California roll.
California roll?
I'm going to do spicy tuna roll.
Spicy tuna.
And then I think we're cashed out.
Yep, we're tapping out.
You want me to bring it right away?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you guys just want to split?
I just want one check.
Just one check?
One check.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that. All right.
Sounds good. I'll bring you guys
over.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So anyway, so what they're doing is they're rescuing a lobster from the loneliness of being a lobster by catching them and making them into sandwiches.
So it seems a little stupid.
Well, the video continues to go on. It says, the narrator quoted as saying, "We couldn't help but wonder if what we'd done was just a big contradiction. It's not their fault. They taste so good."
That's really stupid. God damn it, marketing people. Seriously. Come on.
Okay.
No. There's no come on or okay or let's look at the other side of things on this. No.
I'm not saying there's another side to this.
That's about as stupid as it gets.
However...
Who are you going to sell that to?
People that love lobster?
No. Who are you selling that marketing ploy to?
sometimes, young Jedi.
Really, you're gonna give me marketing advice?
No. I'm all for theory. I suck at practice. Sometimes marketing is done less to give a message and more to simply be talked about. Quiznos is especially guilty of this. One just needs to remember those terrifying singing lemur things.
Yeah.
Where the marketing isn't the marketing. The marketing is about, here's this goofy shit, so talk about the goofy shit we're doing. And oh yeah, by the way, mention Quiznos 80 times when you're talking about it. It's kind of meta-marketing in its own way. If I can use my bullshit speech.
Meta-marketing.
Yeah, that's right. We'll post the video. I mean, it's actually, it's a long video. It's like a three and a half minute commercial.
It was expensive dinner, wasn't it?
It was. Well, we did have four drinks. That doesn't help.
Well, I got excited when you ordered the second drink. Otherwise, your drinks weren't exactly cheap.
Yeah, these are $9 drinks.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
$1.
So what were you saying?
How much was my sake?
$3, since it's real.
So,
and then your beer was $5. So all of your drinks combined wasn't as much as one of my drinks.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. Well, I would know. I'm going to count toward your drink total, the oyster shooter. And that was $4.50.
But you also had
that. But no. You were only supposed to get one. We got a free one.
Oh,
they made two.
Okay, so you had $2.25.
So you had $12. You're at $12.25 versus my $18.
Yeah. I still could have had another beer.
And considering the oyster shooter tasted like somebody blew their nose in a shot. I think that should count double.
Well, you
versus
don't have
the
any,
deliciousness that I have got. I
apparently, you don't have any taste buds because that oyster shooter was delicious. So,
and never mind. Just, but I mean, honestly, taken on its own, the pricing isn't that terrible.
No.
I mean,
we got a lot of food.
You're talking $3 to $5 a skewer for the most part, which is not unreasonable. It's a little high, but not terrible. That pork ramen, that was $11, for how much food you get, that's perfectly reasonable.
You split it, yeah. I mean, that was $6 worth of food that I got.
Yeah. You know, so I think it was more just we just ate a fuck ton.
Yeah.
You know, so.
You drank a fuck ton, too.
I drank a fuck ton. But, you know, that's
plus
fine
with me. Plus we have two sushi rolls still coming.
Yes.
I mean, take that into account. I mean, yeah. That definitely changes the ball game a bit.
Yeah.
Because by the end of that, we should be. I know all these stats.
So do we want to give our final verdict here before the rolls come up?
I think we should wait until
you
think
so?
The bite of the.
Okay, final. That's fair enough.
I want to remark on my adventures in the new Stranger in a Strange Land. We'll call it.
Okay.
Because I've since moved. Settled. And,
we haven't settled.
Not really
well,
settled.
You did kind of settle in one sense of the word.
Sort of. I don't get what you're going at, but whatever.
And I've had two cocktails, so if I'm already blowing your mind at that point, what does that say about you?
Good God. Thank you for helping me lose my train of thought. So, Dakota County, from what I'm gathering, in both Eagan and in Apple Valley, the liquor stores are municipally owned.
Okay.
And that it changes things up a bit, as because I'm used to living in Shakopee all my life, at least my adult life, where everything's open until 10. And if I want to go get a six-pack of beer, it's going to be open past 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or past 9 o'clock on a Friday or Saturday. So that's a down. That's a strike against them. But what I found...
Okay.
What I found is... These are alcoholic palaces.
Okay, these liquor stores?
Alcohol halls, if you will.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You kind of like that. That was pretty good.
No. Anyway.
They are extremely nice. Extremely well kept.
Which, from what you were saying about like the Target and Cub in that area, seems a little more shocking.
It's surprising. It's surprising because the Target and the Cub are kind of like the Target and the Cubs that the respective brands have forgotten. You know, like, they're okay out there. Don't worry about it. We don't need a remodel.
They're F troop.
They're F troop. It's remarkable. I've been to one there. I live right on the Lakeville Apple Valley border.
Okay.
Like literally, I live on the north side of 160th Street, and the south side of 160th Street is Lakeville.
Okay.
And I live like 3 blocks from that.
Very good.
Okay.
Everyone got that at home? Okay, good.
Okay. Break.
You're providing a Google map to your home. Later.
Exactly. The one I went to on Friday is still in Apple Valley, and it is just massive. I mean, it is the biggest goddamn liquor store, and it is not like a warehouse like a Sam's Club. It's like really well done. It's nice lighting. They've got their wine section where everything is very, you know, you can actually see what everything is on the you know, they don't have metal racks. Nice wood racks. And, thank you.
Spicy tuna, California.
Beautiful.
Very good.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Thank you, man.
There's beautiful lighting in there, a lot of wood. The accents on the walls are nice, the painting's nice. And the most amazing beer selection for like a municipally owned spot like that.
Mm-hmm.
I walked in and I was honestly surprised. And I literally spent about 25 minutes in there just kind of walking around. They had a station that was strictly devoted to wine tastings, and they had this woman working behind there who was actually well versed in what the wines were. All the employees, you know, were, you know, buttoned up and you know, it was like walking into a Lunds or a Meyerly's almost, of that kind of that nature. I was really quite surprised, but they still had all the stuff that you.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
They still had all your, you know, very American style things like your Bud Light, your Miller Light, all that jazz. But it was just very surprising, and I wasn't expecting it, especially with a city-owned liquor store. I mean, so it was good. That's been a fairly unique aspect of the whole move.
Just kind of learning the new environment.
Learning the new environment, but getting used to things. I mean, like I said, I lived in Shakopee all my life. We'll probably end up buying a house there once I'm, you know.
You'll probably die there.
Well, once my lease is up in Apple Valley, I think that's probably what I'll end up doing. But it's been a learning experience in just the 2 weeks that I've been there so far. So
we'll have to find us some Apple Valley places. There's got to be at least one.
I don't know, dude.
I don't care what kind of town you live in. The most suburban, white bread, plain community is going to have at least one locally run place. It may not be great.
You've been to Apple Valley?
I have been to Apple Valley.
Okay.
But if Egan can do it...
Egan has quite the... There's quite an array of mom-and-pop shops in there. You just have to look for them.
Well, that's what I'm saying with Apple Valley. I'm sure you've got a similar situation. I do not think it's as desolate as you make it out to be.
Well, it is it's strip mall after strip mall after strip mall.
Well, yeah,
strip mall.
But again,
stoplight after stoplight after stoplight.
Well, now you're just bitching.
Yeah, I am bitching. Because I moved equal distance from home, and it takes me another 20 minutes to get to work from it than it used to.
I do find that kind of amusing.
Yeah. just because where Apple Valley is positioned, there's no good way to get to work. I work in Edina. It took me 25 minutes to get to work from Shakopee. It takes me 50 minutes to get to work from Apple Valley. It is 14.2 miles doorstep to doorstep. So it was actually equal distance.
I'm laughing on the inside.
Oh, I know, but it's stuff like that that's really, really annoying to me.
Well, all right then. Way to take the showdown at the end. Jerk.
How I roll.
Speaking of rolls, how's yours? You got the spicy tuna.
It's good. Not particularly spicy, but it's good.
My California, I think, is skimping a little bit on the avocado, but I'm an avocado man, so.
Avocado fiend.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that I've got big, big chunks of tuna in here.
Mm-hmm.
But I could use a little bit more spice. Could. Which maybe some of that ramen dusting that they had earlier would be awesome in here.
So, now that you have had the roll, final impressions.
Thank you.
As you have a mouthful of food, thank you.
It's a unique dining experience,
mm-hmm.
and to me, I think it falls in the realm that we're here on the second day. The second day that it's open,
mm-hmm.
you know, you take that into account. They're still working on some flaws, and they'll lose some stuff on the menu just out of well, yeah. popularity and you know, customer like dislike.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there's enough uniqueness that will set this apart from a lot of other stuff. The only thing I worry about is that it's very similar to Ginger Hop. I mean, it's different, but it's the same. I mean,
I think
to me they're kind of along the same lines, a little bit.
To me, this place is a little hipper.
Yeah.
And I mean, the block that we're on, you've got. This place, you've got Butcher Block, which we've never been on, never been at, mostly because I would need to mortgage my house again.
Mm-hmm. Plus, we went really late at night.
Yeah. And you've also got Pizza Nia, which we both really enjoy.
Yeah.
So I think it's in a good spot, you know, block-wise. I think it's just a different clientele.
Think so.
I think this is going to be a little more of a party place. You know, this to me, had this been 5 years ago, mm-hmm. this place would have been an uptown. Like, this is an uptown, mm-hmm. trendy, young people's place, whereas Northeast is becoming that.
Yeah.
And I think this is going to be one of those places, if it can stick around,
yeah.
And if it can maintain a clientele, because I look at like Mojo E, where.
The place is dying.
Yeah, it's such good reviews going into it, and then something happened, and it's just kind of died off.
Yeah.
And. So if this place can stick around, and if this place can really make a name for itself, which I think it's doing, they've done a fantastic job. They've been very smart about getting the right people to come in.
Yep.
Not us, of course.
Well, but think about the backing you have.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Tim McKee in the back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would actually serve us.
He was kind of in the front too.
Yeah. So there's going to be that kind of celeb factor. It's a nice looking space. It's big enough. I wonder about the hours that they're running.
Seems like they're running fine hours.
To me, a place like this should probably open up about 4. I don't see this being a big lunch place. I could be wrong, but I think for what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
It would be a business lunch place, but I think this is the wrong location for business lunch.
You know, I could see that, but it could also be... It kind of depends on how the neighborhood goes.
Yeah.
You know, if the neighborhood...
Can adapt with it.
You know, we've got a couple cool... You know, we've got a couple cool businesses making, you know, business... You know, getting business space here.
Right.
And not retail, but, like, you know, offices and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
if that trend continues, then I can see this place becoming, right, you know, a bigger lunch cow. But I'm with you on the, I'm guessing they're fairly dead, because I think it puts it outside the price range.
It's tough to tell at this point.
It's tough to tell, but I think it's out of the price range of like a college, you know, because we're not far from campus.
No.
You know, but I think this is well beyond the price range for campus food.
Is it? I wonder out aloud that with this location, with this place, would it work better someplace closer to the river, down in that area?
So like down by St. Anthony Vane?
Yeah.
Maybe, but
you know, down by Vicks, down by Procknow, down by.
But the problem with that is that for the downtown crowd, that's even harder to get to.
I agree, but parking's at a premium.
True.
You know, they don't have a private lot. You know, even though the Bulldog has a private lot, it's small. But they do have it. They have the.
That was real, guys.
Very good.
Moving to the food. Moving to, you know, beyond the food, beyond the process.
Wait and see on everything else.
Yeah. Beyond, I mean, I think drinks wise, I think, you know, I mean, obviously the one I had was awesome.
You'll be back for that.
I'll be back for that one. And what I do like about that is, even though it was a $9 drink, a dollar of it goes to Japanese tsunami relief fund, or earthquake relief fund. So I'm doing good.
Like, getting yourself
smashed.
Shit, shake face.
Having my own personal earthquake. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, so that makes it a little more acceptable, that, because otherwise that would be a bit excessive for that drink. But you know, they got a good range of different things. They do some shochu, which I wanted to have until I saw this. I'm like, I gotta try that. Shochu is a similar to a sake, but it's a little more strong, a little more robust, closer to like a vodka.
Panniers would be off on that one.
I've never had it, I've been in situations where that's been available, and I just never bid on it.
Yeah.
Because it's either been I've place that has really good sake, which I'm not going to pass up, or like this, where it's got some really interesting stuff on it. But I think drinks wise, I think it's got a really good selection. It's got a nice sake selection, and it's rail sake for $3. Like that's I don't even think fucking Moto E does that.
No.
You know, so.
And it was decent sake.
Yeah.
You scoffed at me because I got it warm.
It's because you were of gutter blood.
Whatever. But they've got a good beer selection.
Yep.
Good draft selection.
Yeah.
I don't see any reason why it shouldn't succeed for the time being. This is a wait and see. We're here very early.
This place reminds me of a very hip version of Hanabi, which is a sushi place in Duluth.
Okay.
And if you remember last summer, I wrote about it, where it's, I could see the Japanophile crowd jumping on this.
They will.
Because not only do you have like sakes and shochus and stuff like that, you've got, you know, Japanese sodas, you've got Japanese drinks of other kinds, you've got pachinko machines, you've got Godzilla on the TV, you know. And that was one thing I really liked about Moto E, and I still like about it, is that they embrace that culture. You know, they'll do telecasts of a big sumo matches at Moto E. And if this place can do that and can kind of grasp that, if this place did like an anime night, holy shit.
I think, I don't
especially
know.
Especially with campus down the way.
I get where you're going with that, but I think that they've priced themselves out of that bracket.
No, here's what you do. You do an anime night with like $5 sushi rolls. You don't have to do the fancy shit. You don't have to do all the smelt row and all that stuff. You get like five or six basic. You do like the restaurant week stuff. You have a set menu that's reduced price. You invite all the anime clubs to come in. You've got a big space back there.
You want to talk to them about marketing?
If they do it, I'll help. I'm swear to God. No, I think you could do really well with this if you had. And I thought the same thing with the tea house, which is closer to campus.
Yeah.
You know, if
they did something like that.
If I still say if you had cheap, high quality Japanese food and you marketed toward college kids that are into Japanese culture, you cannot fail.
The Japanophiles.
The Japanophiles. the weeaboos, if you will. Okay. Sorry, go make to the food. We're trying to wrap this up here, but there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I thought that.
I've had several drinks, so I get talking. Yeah.
It was something I haven't had before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got that going for it. Those sushi rolls were very pedestrian.
You're right. Yeah.
I completely agree with they can do something along that line to kind of spruce that up. But they don't really need to.
I don't think they should.
Right.
Because if they spend too much energy trying to get the sushi right, they're already competing with several very, very good sushi places in town.
Right.
I think with the Robitaille, that stuff, it's different. And again, this all comes back to marketing, where it sounds scarier than it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's basically just grilled meat on skewers.
Right.
You know, so it's like satay. I mean, it's a similar idea.
Yep, you're right.
So if they can do that, and they can keep experimenting with that, and that's one thing I like. I like with their whole bacon roll idea. Like, they're clearly trying different things.
Yeah.
Doesn't always work, and I go back to what I was saying before about how this is the kind of place where you want to kind of eat your way through the menu to figure out what you like and what you won't like.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, I probably wouldn't have that pork belly ramen.
But I would.
But you would. You know, I don't know if I'd have that bacon quail egg roll.
But I probably would.
But you probably would. You know, but there's other stuff that I did like. I thought the sausage was phenomenal. I thought
did you take on the sweet corn?
The sweet corn was good, you know. I don't know if I'd have it again just because I'm not a big corn on the cob guy, but, you know.
I was surprised when that came on the cob.
I wasn't expecting that.
The bones.
That's bones. That's corn bones is what that is. That's what it is. So,
we just realized the name of this week's show, Corn Bones.
Corn Bones. But anyway, there is a lot to try, and that's what I like. Yeah. And I wouldn't mind coming. I definitely would not mind coming back and trying.
No, I will be back. I will be back and trying everything on the menu that I didn't get a chance to try.
Yeah.
And the oyster shoe.
Yeah.
So good.
That just seems wrong.
But it was very good. I would recommend it. And let's see how it goes. I mean, it'd be interesting to look back in a year from now and see where they're at.
Yeah.
Because we're here on the second day they're open, so.
Yep.
And it's fixing to get busy once it gets past 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
It is now, but.
Yeah.
So. Very good.
I'm going to have to come back with some money to actually try the pachinko machines.
You might.
Anyway. I do want to quickly thank our sponsors at hopcharts.com for all your beer cataloging and Twittering needs. If you don't know what it is, check it out. It's hopchart.com. It's kind of like Twitter for beer lovers, but it's more of a Foursquare, I guess, now that I think about it, where you can share with your friends what you're having, recommendations, things like that. It's definitely good for finding beer. Now that a lot of places are doing more interesting things with beer selections, it's good to find stuff that you like before. Like, you come and you have something that you really end up digging, and then you can look on Hopchart and see where else has it. So it's a good way to do that. I do want to recommend that you guys follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/wellfitguidefpg. Facebook at facebook.com/wellfitguidetolife. See Foursquare. I think it's just Well-Fed Guide to Life. Just do a search for that. Or if you're a fan of ours on Twitter or Facebook, you can search for us using those as well. I do want to pimp. In a couple weeks, we're going to have some people on from MN Beer Activists. They're going to talk about Minnesota Beer Craft Week, which is coming up May 17th through the 22nd, I think is the dates. It's the third week in March, or May, excuse me. Third week in May. So we're going to have them on to talk about that. I'm looking forward to that show. There's a possible secret for you. I'm not even going to tell you.
A secret for me?
There's a secret for you, a secret gift. But I'm not. That's all I'm going to say, because it might not happen.
Why?
Why wouldn't it happen?
Why are you doing this?
Because I love torturing you. Anyway, thank you guys once again very much for listening. Thank you for telling your friends about us. And if you haven't told your friends about us, do it. We'd appreciate it. So thank you guys very much for listening. And we'll see you next week. Mm-hmm.